Take a look at the Gemara in the Masechet Brachos and Daf Yud Beis, I'm an Aleph, from the two dots. Malkum Sha'amu Laharek. So the truth is, the Gemara is going to use this in Pshita. Hechad Dekar Nakit Kasta Dechamra, the person takes what? Kasta Dechamra. A cup of
wine
in his hand. The Kesavar, the chakra, he thinks it's what?
Beer.
Yeah, it's beer or something like that. He thinks it's the Kesavar, the Shechra. Upasach Mavarach, Adaita the Shechra, and he makes a bracha. Bracha Hashem Okeinu Melech Olam. When he says those words, he has an intention in his mind to continue with the words. Shakol Yeb Mavarach, Besayim Bedechamra. However, after he realized, wait up, this is not beer, this is wine. And he finishes, he concludes with Borei Pri HaGafen. What's the din? Yatza. What's his din? Imam Shakol Niyam and Baro Yatza. The Inami, I'm sorry, Imam Rizal Niyam and Baro, but not, I'm sorry, where'd I go? I'm saying with the Cham Yatza. The Inami, Imam Shakol Niyam and Baro Yatza. The Hatz Nan, Al Kulam, Imam Shakol Niyam and Baro Yatza. What's the big chiddush? That's pasha. There's no major point to be made over there. Everyone knows that you make a shahakol accidentally instead of any other bracha yoyotze. So why do you point that specifically? Wine should be no different. The Gemara says no. Rather, it's fakir. The other way around. Ela hecha dekar nakat kisa deshechra biyadei. When a person takes a cup of beer in his hand, the kisavra dechamrahu, and he thinks that it really is wine, so Pasach Uparach, he adayt at the Cham, and starts that bracha, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, having in mind to conclude Borei Pri HaGafen, which would be a wrong bracha, which you're not yotzei with, besides the Shechra. However, he actually does communicate the right bracha of Shakol Yeb Yivarach. So in other words, basically, Mat, Basir, Iker bracha, Azlina, no bracha, Chasima, Azlina, and that's the Gemara Shaila. He probably tries to bring Tarot Hashma, but at the end of the day, the Gemara leaves it as Yibayid Eloim Shita. The Gemara leaves this question unanswered. If a person has intention, but he starts out to make a bracha, he starts out making a bracha that you would not be okay with. However, all the words he says are correct, because Basok, he's chosen with the correct bracha, is he okay or not? So that's the Shaila. The Gemara leaves it as a suffix, and therefore, how would you expect the Pasuk halacha l'maisa? The bracha, as it did, would probably be? Yes, suffix bracha l'hakel, suffix to Rabban Makula. Whether those are two principles or one principle with different names in the debate or discussion we're not going to get into right now. But if you take a look at Tosfos, Devi Mas, below Asya Nama, Uparish, Uparish Raval, it's hashed to below Ifshita, Bayan, Azlina Makula. Since we don't know this Shaila, so we go, Makula. Vafilu Pasach Bechamra, Vasayim Beshechra, Yad Tignit, you start with the Mechamra, the Fishbuk Shechra, you start off thinking it's a Haggah, Hagafi, but it's Mishahako Yotze nonetheless. And that's a standard psak that Tosfos quotes the Rif to me. The Rihaya Omer Lachomer. However, the Rih says, no, it's a mistake. You have to make another bracha. You have to go ahead and make a new bracha, even though you have to suffix. You make a bracha. Tzarech Levarech Hamacheres. You have to make a second bracha. And the truth is, Tosfos then picks up with a separate discussion whether or not you can fix the bracha right away, Tosfos Kedei Dibur. And what kavanas you need for a bracha. But at the end of the day, that's not our topic. We're going to focus on Tosfos versus the Rih as to whether or not this case is invited to the Loi Ishita, this unanswered question as to whether or not you need to make a new bracha or not, says the Rih. Halacha l'maisa is the suffix. I'm sorry, the Gemara ends up with the suffix. That's not the kind of the conclusion of the Gemara. And therefore, suffix, the Rabbanan is lo l'hakel. The Rabbanan is lo l'hakel. We're making, we're lenient, we would not require you making a bracha. Mashen came to read, you would have to make another bracha. And the question obviously is going to be, what's the svar for the read? What's going on here? Why would you go to Chumra? What's the svar for the Machna over here? How could you say the Safik Rabbanu, the Safik Brachos, how could you say it is Chumra? Isn't that Lechora against most of what we know about Safik Brachos? That's the question we're going to ask on the read. And I guess once that's the case, what does the Rif disagree with? To phrase the question in the terminology we're more used to, what's behind this machlokes, but the Rif makes all the sense in the world. It's a classic topic, Rachas Akulos, therefore the question comes on the Rih, what's going on in his mind, why is it the Rach? I should just make a parenthetical point. Totally peripheral, totally not, you know, but nonetheless, there is a little bit of discussion as to whether or not a Rachas Rachas Rishona is the Rabbanan of the Raisa, low, low, low. Ruba the Ruba of the Gedolei HaPoskim, Gedolei HaRishonim, I'm going to take police to the Rabbanah. Now I'm taking the day out there. In the beginning of the sixth parak, I'm down in Rav Stap Lamed Hey. I think it's a Pnei Yeshua, but if I'm wrong, so look at other people over there. He says that really, the Gemara says, how do you make a bracha before? It's Svaris, and it could be Svaris Daraisa, and I think it's a Pnei Yeshua. It's true that bracha Yeshua may not be Daraisa. But even if they're Daraisa, that's one of the reasons why we say something to a bracha Kula, something bracha Kula. Because it could be even the bracha which is Daraisa still go to Kula. At the end of the day, the question still remains, how do you push the Dukhtai? What's going on with the Rig? Why does the Rig believe you go to Chumra over here? Why not agree with the Rig and say, Kipshuta, that would be a Sabbath Drabbah Rakula, or at least Sabbath Drabbah Rakula? Why go to Chumra? Yeah, what's up?
According to the Rig, you go to Chumra, that if you make the mistake either way, why
not? No, make the mistake the other way. If you start out thinking it's the Shahakal, so in other words, just the front of the Bracha, if you have a Kabbalah that it's a Shahakal, for sure it's okay, because if you make the whole bracha of Shahako, it's okay. So even if the first bracha you think is Shahako and you conclude with the right bracha of Hagafah at the end, in other words, how could you say the first half of the bracha is wrong? The whole bracha would be wrong. You'd still be Ozek, right? Now, the first half of the bracha is wrong, and that's a problem. If the whole bracha would be wrong, it'd be a problem. So for sure, half the bracha would be less wrong. And that seems to be the logic that the Gemara is using. I could see Svara otherwise as well. I am open to such a possibility, but the Gemara is not. Much as I said clearly, the way I just articulated. And therefore, the question is, what's going on with the ring? So, in order to understand this question, you know, we'll get to Rabbi Kivager's answer in a second, but I build towards it first. Rabbi Kivager suggests a really creative answer. He says, let's understand the different types of brachos. Essentially, his chiluk is between, let's say, brachos ha-mitzvah versus brachos ha-neged. Brachos ha-mitzvah, the din is, you know, Sadek Bracha Kula. But at Brechus Hananin, says the reader, think correct, rather it's a different Svar Kula. And the question is why? Why would Brechus Hananin be different? Why would it be different? We'll just throw out one more little focus over here that you should be aware of, then we'll try to develop the theories that hopefully will be relevant to answering these questions. If you look at the Gemara and the Bracha stuff, it's the Zayin of it is. You don't have it in front of you unless you do. The Gemara quotes a Brisa that talks about if you have a Misha Mesa Mutal Fana. Person has a dead person in front of them, so then is there's many things you can't do. That's the Gemara says the Brisa Misha Mesa Mutal Fana, Ochel Bebais Kabeisachir, you should eat in front of the Nail Baisachir, Ochel Bebais Kabeiro, the Nail Bebais Kabeiro, Osa Machita, Ochel, eating your second half, you have a second half, eating your friend's half, not with Machita, the Nail Dover Lashes Machita, Machita in front of Ochel, Venu Mesa Ochel. In other words, turn around and don't look blind while eating. Veda or Chabas, you're going to show the yayin. You should not eat meat or wine. Some people are having a party in front of a dead body. In other words, it's a certain bit of kavod ames. You should be having a snack or a feast or meat or, you know, drinking wine. Or around a dead person, you should have a certain sense of kavod ames. Then it rises and shifts from dealing with kavod ames issues to potentially what we'll say. Veda mevarach, veda mezani. Then the Adam of Rachanol, then the Zamim of Allah, and parts of the Kriyash, number two, and that's still in the comments, number one, a little bit of a shift towards the mitzvahs you're part of the front, right? In other words, one is don't eat from them, two is you're part of the mitzvahs. As we're transitioning, there's the din of Adam of Varach, the Adam of Zamim. Now, the translation of Adam of Varach, the Adam of Zamim is not crystal clear. It's actually Machlokas in the Rishon. Machlokas between Rashi versus, I think, the Kolbo. In addition to the Kolbo, this is a paper called the Orchis. Chaim says that there's two other Rishonim, much more, less famous Rishonim than Rashi. Rashi is significantly more well heard of, a lot more weight in his issues. But nonetheless, it's a Machlokas in the Rishonim, how to translate the word Eino Mivarech to Eino Mizam. Rashi explains Eino Mivarech, Ve'eino Tzarech Mivarech Birchas HaMotzi, Ve'eino Mizamin Eino Tzarech Mivarech Birchas HaMotzi. What is Rashi? How does Rashi translate Eidim and Mark, Eidim and Zami? Rashi translates them as don't make a hamotzi and don't make a brachas hamotzi. What? Okay, that's true. Eidim tzarech. If one wanted to, could one? Worthwhile question to discuss. The deal is a fair one in Rashi. Tosis actually makes that deal as well. Tosis goes it down. Tosis has a different gear, so he says Eidim zokof lebarach. Rashi here said, but Sarah Kavarach and Dok, I'm actually going to really make a difference. And those who said that, we talk, the deal you made, it says correct. The Mashmi talk perush shimrat levarach rashi means perushami talks about the counting rashi's wrong. Okay, leaving that question aside, whether or not you can or I'm sorry, or whether or not you shouldn't or don't have to. At least at the end of the day, you're profiting from these things. What bracha is Rashi referring to? Again, Eidim Levarach is referring to Berachas Hamazon. Berachas Hamazon. I'm sorry, not true. Berachas Hamotzi, the bracha made beforehand, and the bracha afterwards is Berachas Hamazon. That's in the Eidim Levarach. The Kolbo translates this differently, and there's two interesting conclusions you can draw after the Kolbo. The Kolbo translates the phrase Eidim Levarach to referring to Berachas Hamazon. And Eidim Azami is referring to Zimun, the Rabbi Sai Nebresh, the Rabbi Dalam, the Breshus, the Kumkai Nebresh, the Chalim Shlo, etc. That's how the Kolbo translates this. Again, Eidim Avarach means Breshus Hamazon, and Eidim Azami means Zimun, the standard Breshus Hamazon. I'm sorry, not Breshus Hamazon rather, but the Zimun, the Rabbi Sai Nebresh, the offering or asking of others to join you for venture. What two conclusions should you draw, or should you point out and notice after the Machlokes Rashi and the Kolbo, two Rashi and the Kolbo? Number one is that Rashi seems to patter you not just from the Bracha Achrona, but even from the Bracha Shona. And that's what we're going to focus in upon. Rashi believes you don't have to, maybe you shouldn't even make a Berachas HaNehem, like a Bracha beforehand. Alternatively, what's the other conclusion we're about to draw? According to the Kolbo, you shouldn't be saying Zimun. What about Rashi? Rashi doesn't mention that. Either it's so pushed to Rashi that if you can't bet, you can't do Zimun. Yeah. That it could be, and definitely the question would be, why is the point of the Kolbo? Is it not so pushed? The Kolbo has the happening, and Rashi does not have the happening. The more radical conclusion that Alex drew, which I think is incorrect, is that maybe we can have Zimun without benching, but the conceptual point that underlying made you say that I think is correct, even though I think the conclusion is not correct. The Kolbo seems to be saying, addressing the Eidim point, Rashi has addressed people because you can do it, but more likely what I think is true is because there's no happening otherwise, and whether or not there is a happening otherwise is probably a worthwhile question to discuss, but not our business right now. My question is, what's behind this mafloka? If a person is mishmishing with the fun of a person, is in such a situation, probably where it's also the mitzvah, and therefore, but the mitzvah, does that tour extend to Berachas Hamotzi as well, or only Berachas Hamazon? Does it extend to the brachas beforehand, the bracha rishon, or only the bracha achrona? Look right after the mafloka to the rishon. So, what I'd like to do, hopefully now, is be ma'adver this mafloka three versus the rif, as well as Rashi versus the Kolbo, and try to see what that takes us. Yeah?
He said Rashi was putting on Rashi seems to feel like Mimi Hamotzi, and it's a model like Mimi Hamotzi. It's a Mimi
Hamotzi Dara. Maybe, I'm not sure. I would definitely not conclude from this Rashi that Rashi Hamotzi is a Mimi Hamotzi. Just because it's similar in the sense that you're part there when you're Mishi Mesi with the Lepanov doesn't necessarily mean they're parallel in all areas. I wouldn't go that far. Yeah? Okay. So the real sugya is, what is the bracha of bracha rishona? What is the bracha hanen all about? How do we add? How does it happen? One of the key important gemaras is the gemara in Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed. The gemara there says Tana Rabbanan, Aser lo adam shiyehenem et ol mezeb lo bracha. A person is not allowed to get enough to go to bracha. Kol hanem ol mezeb lo bracha. Maha, as if they did me'ilah. What's the solution? How do you solve that problem? That's Yelechetel Chacham. Go to Tam Chacham. Pray to Gemara. Yelechetel Chacham. My Ovid lay. Ha Ovid lay Isura. What can the Tam Chacham do? You ate something that you shouldn't have eaten. You did Ne'ila. You made it without making a bracha. Ella Amarava. Yelechetel Chacham. Made Karabi. You made a bracha. Especially you believe in Ne'ila. No, rather, go to Tam Chacham and let them teach you the halakhs of brachos. This way, you know to make them. You won't come to mistakenly eat them and violate the Ewa without making a bracha. Okay, that's one I got. Then we can run to the back. Anyone who gets Hanavah and making a bracha, it's as if they get Hanavah to Kachay Shemayim. Shanamar, Lashemar, Tim Lowo. According to the Pasuk from Tilman, the Gemara brings the Stira to Pesuk, Rabbi Levi, Rami Ksiv. He brought a conclusion to Pesuk. On one hand, the Pasuk says, Lashem Haratzim Lowo. That what? the land belongs to God. On the other hand, and he gave the land to people to man. Knew how to resolve that contradiction. Once before the bracha belongs to Hashem, and after the bracha belongs to mankind. And here's the one that I want to focus in upon. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, kol hanenem and ol hazeb la bracha, kilu gazal, lakadosh bracha, shalosh nemer, etc., points of pasuk. Anyone who gets enough in this world without a bracha is as if they stole. Now, our gear says lakadosh bracha. That's exactly what that means. It's not me'akadosh bracha, it's not you stole from God, but you stole to God or for God. That's exactly what that lamed is doing, but nonetheless, how? L'chora, what did you steal from God? What did you steal? Lash l'kadosh baruch hu. You stole what? Gezela, what me'ila? Are all these cases talking about? What did you steal? I would have said the food. The most simple pshat is you stole God's food. After all, Hashemayim shemayim l'Hashem v'arsis halav ne'adam. When is it yours? When you make a bracha. When you make that bracha, it's the akilu l'kadosh baruch hu is giving you the food. It's akilu the food is being presented to them. It's almost as if it's a mati. The Asvara Mechora that comes out of his Gemara, at first glance, I thought, would have been when you make a bracha on food, it's as if you are matching the food for yourself. It's a hafkas hagazela. If you take food that's not yours, it's stealing. How does God allow you to take food? If you make a bracha, it's no longer stealing. It's ours. It's no longer God's. God gives it to us. And that's how the Maharsha in Brachos reads this Gemara, Kipshuto, that when you steal, I'm sorry, when you eat food, I'm making a bracha, you're stealing from God, it's a shiloh v'sir v'heter, you're stealing. Rashi has an interesting comment. When it says, goes l'kadosh baruch hu, Rashi says, in the second bracha, staf lam and hey, who knows Rashi? It's famous Rashi. Your goes el es v'chasa. What do you steal from l'kadosh baruch hu? His bracha. You didn't steal his food, like the Maharsha learned. Rashi said, differently, Rashi says, you stole God's bracha. And the question obviously is, what does that mean? What, does God have a lot of bracha? So we eat and they're like, couched in the food, and you steal the food, you stole his bracha, what does that mean? So Elishastak, what does that mean? Correct. Bechora, when Chazal, or the Torah for that matter, I guess, but before Chazal, when Chazal were attacking brachos, the goal of brachos were to enable a person to or help cultivate amongst people the recognition of Hashem, the cognizance that Hashem brought into this world. There are certain situations in life where Chazal said, make a bracha here to recognize the presence of Hashem. Al Pi Drash, there's a famous drasha. The Gemara says, Ma Hashem Shoal Ima Pili, Yerushim Lekafa, etc. What does God want from you? The Gemara says, Al Tik Rama Elameya. There's a whole discussion amongst the Akron, if you're not going to take the Targum, it has several interpretations. How do you get the word ma to meya? Maybe there are 99 letters in the psukim, and na is 99 to 100, and the word from actually the number is no e off one. So it's really maybe an alphabet from ma, ala meya. This halacha, meya, you're supposed to make meya brachas to call you. If you didn't, there are a bunch of 100 brachas all every day. If you're not smack, where did the pasuk come from? Where did that thing come from? The pasuk is born. The chorus in the smack, if you didn't, there are a bunch of 100 brachas all every day. People dying, 100 people dying every day. Say, you give them our says, no, we make 100 brachas every day. Hopefully it'll serve some type of tikkun, and it did, right away people stopped dying, and then they found that it's not afterwards. Masham Shoal Mimach, Altik Ramah Elamelech. See, I once heard a friend of mine asking Kasha, what's the connection from Altik Ramah Elamelech? What's the connection from Masham Shoal Mimach, Ki Lirish Mujacha? What is fearing and awe of God who made you in brachos? He said it could be one of the main goals of brachos, is especially 100 brachos per day, is to keep in people's minds the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a cognizance, an understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and therefore every time, in general, as much as you can, one should have that in mind. However, there are certain situations in life where Chazal and the Torah encouraged you, even commanded you, to make brachos to ensure this cognizance, this recognition, this appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world. And therefore, arguably, the Svara for Rashi very well may be that the goal of a Berachas Hanenem is not to prevent Gezeila, it's not to be a Matir, it's not to be Matir the Gezeila. It's not to remove the theft from involved when classically eating food, that's option number one. Maybe that's the marsha. If a person eats food in this world, they violate their thieves. And without a bracha, the bracha is a matzah. However, according to Rashi, like Eli Shestak suggested, that there's a certain situation, the matzav shal bracha, there's certain situations in the world where it's appropriate to make a bracha. This act is appropriate. It's matim. It's shayach. It makes sense that there's certain situations in the world where brachos are appropriate, and in those situations, one should make a bracha. What would be an example of one of those? Before one eats, just like before one doesn't make, so one should focus their thoughts on God. So to make before one eats, one should focus their thoughts on God. And therefore, there's certain situations in the world that require brachos. There's certain situations where the appropriate response is to make a bracha. And therefore, arguably, if that's the case, maybe this is what's going on in Rashi. When you eat God's food, I'm making a bracha. You stole not his food because it's not real gezela, but rather, what did you steal? His bracha. And this really is one of the major chakiras the Achronim talk about. So I'm trying to say, Rech Sainani, is it a matzah or is it a mitzvah? Is it matzah shal bracha? Is it a mitzvah to praise and to sanctify to Hashem? Or is it not a positive act, it's the removal of the negative act? It's matzah b'gzela, it's removing the theft, it's a matzah, it's a permission. Permission stuff, it's asking a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really the standard chakira, I think, in terms of understanding Rech Sainani. What is that all about? What is the goal? Is the goal to remove the gezeila? Is the goal to create? Is the goal to thank or appreciate or recognize and Hashem properly in this particular juncture, this particular situation in life? I'll take a quick round of questions. We'll go back and explain the Rashi and Daf Yudzayin. I hope that that's the riff. The Rashi, the Kol Yudzayin, go back to the riff and the Rig Daf and the base. And we'll have maybe one or two more questions about that. Please finish up. Yeah, Hank. We're only talking about Berach Hananim. I always call it Kiddush Hashem, I call it recognition of Hashem. Situation of the Bracha. Yeah? What's the point of? Something else. Maybe that's the recognition of God as well. Maybe that's thank you. Maybe that's Mr. Darais. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. If this is really correct, so arguably this may be the exact same Machlokes, Damchin Rashi the Kobo, and Damchin Zayin. Now, obviously, once you say Rashi the Kobo, and the other one is Rashi the Marsha, will it work out really nicely? If Rashi lines up perfectly in the Toshikasa, we'll see if Hashem is. Nope, happy to line that up. I even give it away a little bit. We can finish up the Shtekel Tala. The sugya design is that a person is mishum eishem much of a bana, stam is also a mitzvah. He's potter from mitzvah. The hemshecha rice is in the bar for him. He's amel lo, the potter of kriyash, and it's filo, 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 and I thought the exact opposite. I thought if it's a regular mitzvah, that, in other words, if it's Berach Hananim, it's a regular mitzvah, it's a situation, you're part of all mitzvahs, including, and that's Rashi the Shikasa, because Rashi is a matzav shel bracha. However, if you learn like the Kolbo, what's the svar for the Kolbo? So maybe if you learn like the Maharsha, you have a good svar for the Kolbo. What's the svar? As far as it's mamish theft, it's mamish gezeila, one's not allowed to steal. Even if you're an avel, even if you're an onen, even if you're osik mitzvah, even if you're mishim mitzvah with a levana, you're still not allowed to steal. Osik mitzvah, patim mitzvah, patim mitzvah saseh, it won't require you to do a positive mitzvah. It won't mandate for you to do a mitzvah called Berachas Hananim. But if Berachas Hananim is not a mitzvah, but if it's rather a way of preventing an issur, there's no matir to do an issur. There's no room for I'm a mishim mitzvah, I'm allowed to steal my kash bar, but if it's theft, it's still theft. And that's essentially how Rabbi Kivayger explains the ring. Being, says Rabbi Kivayger, everyone agrees that if there's a mitzvah, as far as the math of shal mitzvah, in a certain situation, it's making rough. However, what about if there's a mitzvah? What about if there's a mitzvah? See, if you believe it's also a math of shal mitzvah, a math of shal bracha, in a certain situation in life to express appreciation, in a certain situation in life where it's appropriate to make a bracha. Well, arguably, then what? If it's a suffix derabbanan, you should go to Pula always. Just like by Berach Hamitzvah, you go to Pula, so too by Berach Hananim, you go to Pula. Because all of that situation where it's appropriate or inappropriate, it's a suffix, in other words, it's a regular mitzvah, but it's a suffix derabbanan, so you go to Pula. all the brachas are the same, nen and endrach and mitzvah are the same. And it's a regular mitzvah. What's it mean by mitzvah? It's a subject of one, you go to kula. It's a regular bracha, it's a subject of one, you go to kula. However, the Kiveva says, if maybe the Reed thinks that it's mamish gizela, a person is mamish over gizela if he doesn't make a bracha, if that's the case. So, arguably, this is not the standard situation of Safek Darban Lekula. Birchas Hanen and Lechora are Mamish Gezela. This is not Safek Bracha, this is Safek Issa, this is Safek Gezela. And Kivega's Lashon is, Elab Birchas Hanen, about the Birchas Hanen, in contrast to Birchas Mitzvah, about Birchas Hanen, also Lechol below Bracha, below Havikan, Shash Bracha, Levatala, whatever else. But the point is, he quotes the Gemara, right? By Hakulo Shaykh Safek Brachas Lekula, because it is Svara, the Imlo Yivarach Yehei Asur Lishtos, because it's Mamish Nisr Gzela, it's Mamish Isr Gomor, and it could be the Svara is Safek, the Rabban Lekula is only Shaykh to Berchas HaMitzvah, but not Berchas HaNen, because it's a real issue of Isr, it's an issue of Gzela, it's an issue of not making the Bracha and violating the Gzela. If that's correct, this Chakir explains so far three things. A, the Machlokas, the Reed versus the Rif on your base. B, Rashi, the Kobo on your Zion. C, Rashi, the Marasha on Lamed Hay. Just a few more quick naftamines. I saw an Achronim, I don't remember which Rishonim say it. Maybe it's a Rash versus a Rix, but Brachos. Maybe it's a Taz versus the Queen of God, and that's the name that comes to mind. Whether or not, but if not, it's others. There is a Machlokas out there. I looked it up quickly. I couldn't find it. I looked for it. I couldn't find it. Okay, I just looked in the wrong places. So I'm excited. There's a Machlokas as to whether or not we apply the principle of Kol Shenanim Ol Mezev Lo Bracha Kilu Gazal HaKadosh Baruch Hu even to a Bracha Achrona. New Rav Osei, what's the chat? Yeah, good luck. You can say it.
If you want to do a big Brahma Hanukkah, it's a bit of a mitzvah. If you can break Brahma Hanukkah down to the same criteria, like mitzvah versus like saying thank you to Hashem.
What do you want to say, Alex? Yeah, in other words, if Kohen and Mosheh Bel Brach is adapted like the Maharshal or the Matir, it'd be unbelievably difficult to argue you're being Matir after you eat the food. It's the Brach Achrona. However, if you believe there are certain situations in life, the Matzav Shal Brach is far, there are certain situations in life where the natural response where it's appropriate to make a Brach. So arguably, just like it's appropriate to make a Brach before you eat, one could essentially argue that it's appropriate to make a Brach after you eat. The same way that's the correct Hanhalda is to make a Brach before you eat. So if you have to, you should make a Brach as well. You know, well, even though it's afterwards, Mali was Mali that, and arguably that, maybe that'd be an afternoon, he was Rashi Maharsha, this whole Hakir we're discussing, that would be potentially an afternoon as well. I think it's Machlokas written by the Rashba, maybe if you've got it as a task, but again, that's connection. I had that written down in my notes, but I didn't write it in the Siman, I couldn't find it, I looked around briefly, but I didn't have enough time to find it. Yeah. What? Oh, hold on. We'll get there. I thought so, but not another potential naphthalina, I thought, may have been a beef up from the shear. Let's say a person eats a tiny, tiny, tiny little bit. This is only svara. I didn't look at the posting. I thought about it now. I didn't have time to look it up. So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. This may not be correct. I did not put enough thought into this. But at first glance, my gut told me, let's say a person eats a puff from the shear. So it's a bit about gazelle, it's a bit about, you know, being maskeer, the gazelle, about being macho, the achil, about being macho, the ochel. If the mission slips, then what? L'chol, you can't steal a lot, and you can't steal a little, I thought. However, if there are certain situations, arguably, it has to be a chashiva, a chashiva, a chidula has to be a dula, a chashuva, has to be a real chidula, has to be one of significance, one of permanence, and a real one, that requires maybe a shiva. That's not a glad enough to me, that, but I wouldn't be surprised if it linked up on some level.
What if your prophet's like a shiva, it's also a prophet's,
I hear. I'm with you. We're about pointing out the other way around. That is not so bad. That said, it's not flat.
I would
speak out. We're about to say, maybe. I also thought the other way. We're about to say, Rav said, well, the mitzvah of Gezeira from Pach Mashiach, the mitzvah of Gneva from Pach Mashiach, so maybe the mitzvah of Gneva, even here from Pach Mashiach as well. That's what I said. There's a difference in this. Gneva, so Pach Mashiach still us. The same way it's actually to steal Pach Mashiach, so it's actually to steal food that's Pach Mashiach. However, the matzah shal bracha, then arguably they only made, they said, there are certain matzahim in certain situations, potentially one of the achila chashuva. But again, that's what I said. I'm not going to say. Do you want to say? It's definitely also still pachas mishir. It might not be the isra of gnei, but maybe some separate isra. The Rambam is a shtickle mashna that way. Look, the Rambam is gnei. It's a shtickle mashna that is a separate isra. I'm not sure if it's in Rabban or what. But most likely it's definitely still pachas mishir.
No, it's not a mishir where. Only
said that if you're accepting the shower, you need to use some of the shampoo. You should use less of the shampoo and the root of the root. There's another halacha, which is Jews are mochel on Gnei Bapak. I assume that's what he's referring to. In the whole discussion, whether or not Bapak Mashir is not really money, or whether it is Mechila. I said Mechila second, but really, it's not focused today. It's going to focus on 2 days in the Adraman Sanhedrin, or 2 days in Rashi Sanhedrin. And either way, the Adraman and Rashi both discuss the topic. Especially sure 2 days in the Adraman and Rashi takes one side. Anyway, you might as well say that. You can steal Pach Mashir, that Pach is Mikuta from a Jew, and there's 2 days, either because he's mochel automatically, he's doing the Rachmanim, or whatever, or it's not halachic money. And then, by a guy, it's not true, you can't, either because guys are less mochel, and so Jew is cheaper, and that's not true. The guy in the real company, the real chief, never been can't steal a Pach Mashir. A guy because he's not mochel, or because the guy could have halachic money, only halachic money for a Jew, and for a guy, there's no shiur halachic money can't steal. That's the different way to explain it. Look at, well, let's take a look at this, right? A little bonus. Okay, good, I'm glad you got a kishmak by that. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph Halacha, I am glad I can take kishmaks. You know? You know what I'm telling you, anyway, so appreciate the beauty of it. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, but Alex Hagen included to early Rambam. This machlok is the Rambam and the writer. The Rambam says, Kol ha'ochel davar ha'asur be'mizadim be'mishkaga einim v'varach alav l'vtchila v'lov esof. The Rambam writes that if a person eats something that's macholos asuros, something asur to eat, then what? Don't make a bracha ketzad, harish ha'ochel tevel, shal tevet v'vrayhem, osha ha'ochel ma'ese rishon, shalom nidmu b'tumasa, ma'ese sheni, v'hekdish, v'shalom niftu, ki alchat v'enim v'varach v'enitzar, v'lomra, ha'ochel v'vel shetrekos, osha ha'ochel yayinez, ha'ochel tevel. The Rambam has a nice sized laundry with 6 or 7 examples of things that are machalos asuros, and for none of them do you make a bracha. The Rabbi disagrees, says the Rabbi over here in Brachos Aleph Yudes. Kol ochel davar asur chasav ha'Rabbi says. Ta'a bazeh, ta'us gedol. The Rambam made a big mistake. By the way, the Rabbi was always never polite when he disagrees with the Rambam. He had no reservations of digging deep, you know what I mean? Toast was that toast gadola shalom are mishain bevarachin ela shain mizamnim alayhem lomar shain lehem chashivas kviyus hoa l'ochlin davar asar hu ke'en achilos peros shain lehem heva l'zimu. In other words, Chazal, it sounds like the Brachos, Chazal said, yeah, you're right, we don't make zimun on stolen foods. Aval bracha tchila v'sof lama lo yivarachu. Ha'wil vit, and I think my gear says v'nahagu, but I think there's another gear out there of the Nehinder, which would make a lot more sense. But either way, L'chor, there's machlokes, the Rambam Rabbi, as well as other Rishonim. If a person eats machlokes asuris, you make a bracha. When I was a little kid, we used to always like wanted this question. You go to Burger King and you order a cheeseburger, would you wash it, make hamotzi, would you make a shakal on trace on pig? So the answer is according to the Rambam, under no circumstances, according to the Rabbi, absolutely yes. I thought this machlokes with a great nafkamina. Now the truth is, I learned it the exact opposite way by my salivation. I'm going to have a little bit of caution when I say this. I'll tell you what he thought. I don't understand it at all. I'll tell you what he said, and I'll tell you what I thought. I'll tell you what I thought first, actually. I thought it makes a lot of sense to learn as follows. If you believe that brichas hanehenin is a matir, that you're removing the iser, so it makes a lot more sense to make the bracha. After all, what's worse? Doing gezela and eating treif food,
we're only eating tray food. B'chor, two avers are worse than one. If you could minimize the avera, I thought that was a really good thing to do. In other words, if you're eating tray food anyway, so that's bad. But if you can eat tray food and not make a bracha on it, you're still stealing. I thought that was a pshat in the right. And if the girsa is ho'il v'nehenu, then it's almost not fair shem right. However, if you learn like the Rambam, is what I thought, that there are certain situations in life, certain situations where it's appropriate to make a bracha. This is not one of those. This is not an appropriate stage to make a bracha because you're eating tray food, you're eating machalos asuros. If that's correct, if the bad, if this is really correct, so I understand two more things in the Rambam. Number one is I understand why the Rambam says lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, because it's not about a matir, it's not about a permission slip, it's about whether or not it's appropriate to do this. It's inappropriate to make a bracha on tray food, both beforehand and afterwards. Why? Because afterwards is all about appropriateness, so too before it. The parallel from tchila v'sof, from bracha shana bracha achrona seems to, I thought, to further support my theory, that it's all about matzav shal bracha and not about a matzah. Then there's another Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Parakim Halacha. Halacha. Am I missing a page here? No. Parak Aleph Halacha Gimel, I'm sorry. Yeah. The Rambam writes as follows. I thought this is also a shtickle mashma, like I was saying. Ukashem Shemavarchim Alahana. Just like you make a bracha on Hanah, Berchanah. Kachnavarchim Al Mitzvah. Al Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah. But after Kachyasa or so. Just like you make a bracha on Hanah. So to make a bracha of versa mitzvah, the chodiv and matzavim shel mitzvah, situations that, you know, that come up in life where it's appropriate to make a bracha. Ubrach was rabba sibyu chacham derach shevach vahodav and derach bakash v'te lizgar sabari tamid apa bishlo nevelo asa mitzvah. And there are other, in other words, there are other brachos, which would fall into the category of shevach vahodav, which are k'day lizgar sabari tamid apa bishlo nevelo asa mitzvah. I thought the pshat was Birchas Hananin, Birchas HaMitzvahs were both examples of other situations in life where the goal is to praise and, you know, and thank Hashem, recognize Hashem, etc., etc. And that's what I would have learned. However, my salvation thought the exact opposite. My salvation thought, according to the writing, it's not a matri, like I said. It's a situational thing. It's a situation of brachos. And therefore, just like you're eating kosher food, it's appropriate to make a bracha. So too, by not kosher food, you should. That's what he wanted to say. And according to the Rambam, who believes it's a matzah, you're removing the gizela. So by treif food, as long as at the end of the day, there's still some element of isra. Although it's not gizela, there's still tarfus. You're not being matrid. How can you make a bracha that matches food and food that at the end of the day doesn't become mutter? Salvechik thought the other way around, and he read this halach and halach and gimel, kashem shmavarach and halach, kach mavarach and halach, mitzvah, mitzvah, kach yasa osa, that if birchas hanenin is a matir, so too birchas ha, mitzvah is a matir. Which I thought was puzzling. That's why her name is Salvechik all my life. I thought it was always puzzling. And then one time Rabbi Yossi Kamenetsky, Hashiva VRS, came into our book, and he said a nice shtick of word, which I thought was, explained this Rambam very well. He said, what's the, what does that mean to be matir, a birchas ha mitzvah? Why is it a matir for? The Brech Samitza, why are you permission? Why was your permission? So his answer, he said, yes, I thought it was very nice. Hashkafic points as well, something that made a difficult work that Rav Salvechik said, make a lot of sense. He said, it's a beautiful idea as well, you're asking permission to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvahs are what makes you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here's a chance to, God, please let me come close to you. The Matya, Hashem, I want to, allow me to do a mitzvah, allow me to listen to you, allow me to become close to you, allow me to be your Eben, allow me to be your servant, allow me to be connected to you. And that could be why there would be potentially a Birchas HaMitzvah would even be a matir. Just in terms of one shtickle textual bonus that Rabbi Salvechik gets over me, although I think what I'm saying is at the end of the world, just to read Halacha Gimel again, Rav Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, I'm going to read this one more time and tell me which you think is more mashma, like me or like the Rav. I think you can read it both ways, but I think the rubbish took more mashma to tell me why. Again, Parakal, Halacha Alf Mezi talks about Rechsan, Mitzvah Sanan, and then he says the Halacha Gimel. Ukashem Shemavarchim Al Hahana, Kach Mavarchim Al Kal Mitzvah, Mitzvah Achal Kach Yasa Osa. I thought they were both Matzav Shal Mitzvah, Bracha, and he thought they were both Matiri. Okay. Uber Ubrachos Rabos Tiknu Chachamim Derach Shevach Vahodav, Derach Bakasha. could they lose Karas Aborei Tamid Afi Shalonei Nevelo Asa Mitzvah? What's the Rambam, what's the end of the Rambam Mashma? How does it work? Viruchas Shevach Vahodah, the goal is what? Could they lose Karas Aborei Tamid Afi Shalonei Nevelo Asa Mitzvah? It's not a Bresh of Mitzvah, it's not a Bresh of Sanah. However, it's a Bresh of Vahodah, and that the goal is to remember Hashem, which sounds like what? Dafka over there, Dafka, the goal of Birchas Shevach Vehodah is to come to this Karet Hashem. Afal Pi, it's not a Birchas Hanah, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Nonetheless, what? It is a Matzav Shal Mitzvah. In other words, the most simple reading of Halach, Parakim, Halach, and Gimel shows contrast between Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas Hananim. And on one hand, and on the other hand, Berachas Shevach Vehodah, which would indicate my salvation is right, textually speaking from Halacha Gimel. However, I think, even though that's a probably better reading, I think a Balabatish reading, or a less good reading, is still legitimate. It's not as good, but I think it's nonetheless legitimate, which would be what? Even though, right, in other words, just Berachas Hananim and Berachas HaMitzvah are Matzav Shel Bracha, so too, Shevach Vehodah, maybe it's slightly different, but not significantly different, or even if it's the exact same, you know, even though it's not, in other words, maybe you can read the Rambam as follows, like this. U'brachos rabba singlacham derach shevach v'akasha v'derach v'akasha. I'm sorry, derach shevach v'odah v'derach v'akasha. Could they lose karas abori tamin? It's also lose karas abori tamin. Afa pish lo nene v'lo sam mitzvah, which are clearly focused to be lose karas abori tamin. So too, Shevach and Hodah are also Lizkar Tabari Tamin. At the end of the day, this Rambam is a shtick more mashmak of salvation to myself. In any event, both of us thought this was a fifth nafkamina to this Chakir. The question is which way is the way to go? And therefore, we saw five or six machleks in the Shonim that made the revolve around this Chakir. Number one is Berachas Hanah. Does it go L'chum, Safik L'chul, Safik L'chum? Number two, can you, if you're a Mishmeh Mutal L'fana, can you make a Bracha Rishona, or are you part of it? Number three, how do you read the Gemara? Call on Baruch. What are your goals of from him? His bracha or his mitzvah? Then we spoke about those are the first. Then we spoke about potentially the problem of call on animal of the Baruch. Is that shayach the bracha achron or not? As well as potentially pachas mashir. And then lastly, we spoke with machlokas the Rambam and the Raivin legabe stolen food. Would you make a bracha on it? Machlokas Rambam and Raivin. You know, that could be potentially an afkamina as well.